The Spirit of the Lord comes upon you so that He can work through you. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon you tonight so that He can do the work through you. So that you can bring change wherever you go. And someone at home, or even if you're in this venue, you need to hear this, that it's not too late for you. The time is now. Think about Saul, who we know as Paul. The man had a zeal for persecuting Christians. The man had a zeal, a passion for murdering, arresting, capturing Christians. Wasn't interested in God. He was zealous in persecuting those who were followers of the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He believed that his purpose was to be made manifest, to capture Christians. But a day came when he was on the road to Damascus and he encountered the way. He encountered the one that he was persecuting. And isn't it funny? He responded with, "Lord." He responded with, "Who are you, Lord?" And it was that one encounter that changed everything. He went from persecuting Christians to preaching the gospel. Your situation is not too hard for God. Oh, if you'll meet Him tonight, He'll change everything for you. Think about Moses in Exodus chapter 3. The man was a murderer. He murdered somebody. And so he escaped Egypt, ended up in another area. And in Exodus chapter 3, he encounters God in the burning bush. And he encounters Yahweh. I am that I am. He encounters the King, a murderer. And that very encounter, everything changes about him. And God gives him an instruction. Purpose is imparted on the inside of him. And God tells Moses, "I've been hearing the cries of my people. They've reached my ears. I hear their cries." And isn't it crazy that God sent a murderer? Some of you have been running away from God. Some of you that are watching me right now at home, you've been running away from the Lord because you think you're too far off. Think what you've done is too bad. That you can never come to Him. Now's the time to stop running away and start running to. Many of us ask the question, "Why am I so broken?" Stop going to the devil for repairs. In the venue, you may take a seat. If you want to stay standing, you're more than welcome to. This is the message of the gospel. He is calling us unto Himself. Oh, He wants to encounter you and He wants to change your life forever. Just as Moses' life was changed forevermore, and God gives him the instruction that he's going to go forth and he's going to lead Israel out. He's going to emancipate them, lead them out of bondage. And God tells him this purpose. I'm sure Moses felt, "I'm not good enough. How can I do that?" Some of you may be feeling that you've been dreaming dreams and you're at home and there's things that God is calling you to and you like Moses, you're like, "How?" See, because after an encounter, God does two things. He imparts purpose and then He gives an instruction. And so God encountered Moses and imparts purpose on the inside of him, gives him an instruction. And what does Moses say? "How?" Who am I? Let me read it to you. Write it down in your Bible, write it down in your notes, Exodus chapter 3. And God gives Moses this instruction and lets him know that's what he's going to do. That's why, that's his purpose. And what happens? Moses protested to God, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" And God answered. Isn't it funny how when God answered Moses, Moses was saying, "Who am I? I'm not good enough. How can I go? How can I do what you've told me to do?" But how does God respond? What does God say to him? That's key. That's fundamental for all of us to understand. God says something so beautiful, and he says, Bible says, God answered, "I will be with you." See, it's not about who you are. It's who is with you. It's not where you come from. It's who you carry. It's not the color of your skin or your gender or what your bank account might reflect or what your house looks like or what clothes you're wearing or how smart you are. It's who's with you. It's who's in you. It's who's empowering you. It's who's called you. It's who's anointed you. See, God was doing something beautiful. Yeah, he was letting Moses know. Moses. Moses. It's not about who you are. It's who's in you. God is saying to every single one of you tonight, I'm with you. Even in this atmosphere, God is right now, he's showing you what your purpose is. As he's encountering you, he's giving you instruction tonight, and you at home, and he's telling you what he has called you to do. Don't be like Moses and say, "Who am I?" Rather, thank you, God, that you're on the inside of me, that you're with me, that no matter how hard it might look or how big the assignment might look, you're with me. You see, what we've got to recognize is that these encounters, this encounter that Moses had with God, with Yahweh, I am that I am, this encounter that Saul, who later became Paul, had with God on the road to Damascus, changed everything. Changed everything. You have to be changed to bring change. You want to see your generation saved? Encounter God. And as you in this room and you at home, as you are having an encounter even right now with the King, God is going to give you an instruction. And it's not who you are. It's not what you are capable of. But it is who is on the inside of you. It is who is with you. The I am that I am is with you. That name Yahweh, that's his covenant name. It means one who is worthy to be worshipped. One who is sovereign, all-powerful, almighty. He is for you tonight. You at home, he is for you tonight. See, and the Bible says something so beautiful. When Saul, who was killing Christians, encountered God, encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus, what happened? Let me go there quickly. Turn to Acts chapter 9. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 9. When you get there, look at the person sitting next to you and tell them, "I beat you to it." And you at home, look at whoever you're sitting with and tell them that you beat them to it. Bible says in Acts chapter 9, I'm going to read it to you. Meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way that he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And his response was, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do." Instruction. The men with Saul stood speechless, for they heard the sound of someone's voice, but saw nobody. Saul picked himself up off the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he was blind. And so his companions led him by the hand to Damascus. He remained there blind for 3 days and did not eat nor drink. Now there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he replied. And the Lord said, "Go over to Straight Street to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying to me right now. I have shown him a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and laying hands on him so he can see again." "But Lord," exclaimed Ananias, "I've heard many people talk about the terrible things this man has done to the believers in Jerusalem. And he is authorized by the leading priest to arrest anyone who calls upon your name." But the Lord said, "Go, for Saul is my chosen instrument." Say this tonight: I am his chosen instrument. You that's watching online, write that in the comment section. I am his chosen instrument. But Lord, that the Lord said, "Go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings, as well as to the people of Israel. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and filled with the Holy Spirit." Instantly, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized. And afterwards he ate some food and regained his strength. Now I want you to hear this. Saul stayed with the believers in Damascus for a few days. Next word. And immediately. The one who was persecuting started preaching. The one who was so far off. If God was here, Saul was down there. After one encounter, the one that was persecuting the way began preaching the way. He didn't take a 3-month preparation time. He didn't wait to go to Bible school. Yes, Bible school is crucial if you want to be better equipped. He didn't wait for everybody to tell him he's good enough to preach the gospel. He didn't wait for anybody. The Bible says immediately he began preaching. Hear what I'm saying, children of God. The harvest is ready. There are people out there that need Jesus. There are people out there who need to know that he is the way, that he is hope, that there is something to live for. There's people out there, not even that are watching right now, that have no hope. They have no reason to live. And you see, once we've encountered him, we change. And we carry change. What you carry on the inside of you has the power to change people's circumstances, has the power to set your friend free from depression, has the power to set your brother free from pornography, has the power to get your granny healed. And God has chosen every single one of you that's in this venue and you that's online as his chosen instrument in this hour. He's chosen you. selected you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Say this, I am chosen. You know what blesses me? The Bible says, and immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogue, saying he indeed is the Son of God. And the Bible says, all who heard him were amazed. And what they say, they said, isn't this the same man who caused such devastation among Jesus' followers in Jerusalem? They asked, and didn't he come here to arrest them and take them in chains to the leading priests? And then the Bible says Saul's preaching became more and more powerful. And the Bible also says something in Galatians. It says that as they looked upon Saul, the Bible says from verses 23, they were only hearing it said, he who used to persecute us is now proclaiming the very faith. He went from persecuting to proclaiming. He is now proclaiming the very faith he once reviled and which he set out to ruin and tried with all his might to destroy. Verses 24, and they glorified God as the author and the source of what had taken place in him. God will be glorified because of your encounter. People after tonight will look upon you and glorify God because of what he has done in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. When you go back to work, people are going to look at you and they're going to glorify God because of this divine encounter that has taken place on the inside of you. Oh, you're not going to smoke weed with us anymore. No, I'm not going to smoke weed. Let me lay my hands upon you and get set free today in Jesus' name. Oh, you don't watch pornography anymore. No, I don't watch pornography anymore. Let me lay my hands upon you so that you can be made free. Oh, you don't want to go to the club anymore. Oh, you don't want to bunk school anymore. Oh, you don't want to do some cocaine in the bathroom at varsity. These are real situations that's happening every single day. And God has chosen you as his chosen instrument to be an agent of change. To be like Moses. To be like Saul, who became Paul and went from persecuting to proclaiming. Arise and shine, for the time has come. Arise and shine, for the time has come to preach the gospel. Arise and shine, children of God, for there are people that you are encountering every day that need what you carry on the inside of you. Arise. Stop waiting. Stop caring what everybody is saying about you. Stop being worried about who likes you and who doesn't like you. Stop being focused on temporary things. Get your eyes onto Jesus, because there's a very real hell, but likewise, there's a very real heaven.